time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Tuesday, October 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 4 weeks from today, 28 days from today, November 5th is Election Day. We got a lot of work to do, lots of information to share with you guys. Be sure you become a storyteller. Any information that you get from this show, make sure you share it. Share it with everybody you know, everybody in your contact list. Text message is going to be the mode of operandi on how we're going to share information. We're going to share videos. We're going to share pictures. We're going to do all kinds of things over the next 4 weeks, and you guys need to be a part of it. Greatly appreciate you being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Store that in your phone as Trucker Randy. Your Defending Fathers. .com is the website. Make sure you store that with it. YourDefendingFathers.com. There you'll find podcasts. You can click on them, listen on demand anytime at your leisure. You don't have to listen, of course, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday when we do the show live. But in the evening, you want to catch the show, go to the website, YourDefendingFathers.com, click on podcasts, and listen on demand. Detroit Tigers. Top of the ninth inning, pinch hitter who had been put into the game earlier by the manager, A.J. Hinch, Kerry Carpenter, facing the nastiest, strongest closer in the American League, because they had never given up a run in the postseason before in previous years and had been the most successful closer in the American League Central Division. He is lights out. 100-mile-an-hour fastballs away from Kerry Carpenter. Well, Kerry spit on him. Wasn't interested. He threw a curveball inside. Kerry didn't swing. He threw another curveball inside for a strike. And on a 3-1 count, he hung a curveball right over the middle of the plate, 94 miles an hour, basically just sat there and spun, and Kerry didn't miss it. He smoked it to right field with two runners on. Tigers went up 3-0, ended up winning the game. Brisky came in the closer and closed out the shutout. Tarek Skubal got the win, and it was game on, baby. 5-game series, got to win 3 out of 5. Cleveland took the first game, embarrassed us, 7-0. We came from behind and beat them in the ninth inning at home in Cleveland yesterday. Series tied up 1-1. Now they're traveling, coming back home to Comerica Park the fans, I have a feeling, will be calling in sick on Wednesday afternoon. 3 o'clock game, I believe, is the time on Wednesday. Back in Comerica Park for two games. If the fans get out there and support the Tigers and yelling and screaming and giving these young kids energy, they win both Wednesday and the next game. They knock out the number one first place team in the American League Central Division, the Cleveland Guardians. So hard for me to say that. So used to saying Cleveland Indians over the years. But the Guardians could be facing elimination in Detroit at Comerica Park. Exciting time to watch Tiger baseball, that is for sure. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. I spoke about and played for you the PEGS video yesterday. Going to be doing it throughout the show over the next 4 weeks for you to be able to share that video. But the one website we talked about a week ago yesterday with Lance Griffin, he is an elector from Michigan for the Electoral College for the Republican Party. Lance came on the show and talked about his website. Him and another individual put together this searchable database, 10xvotes.com. What they've been able to do is, using filters, using the qualified voter files, they've identified 1.7 million Michiganders that are considered low propensity voters. What does that mean? They don't vote every election. Out of the last four, five, six elections, they may have voted twice. Why? Well, some people were disenfranchised over the results of 2020, followed the Dominion machine story, followed the lawsuit here in Antrim County, followed the incompetency of Cheryl Guy, the current clerk, making human errors, lack of training. I have the video to prove it. She admitted it at a Board of Commissioners meeting. They weren't trained properly. Mistakes were made. The numbers were skewed. Bill Bailey ended up suing the county. You all remember that. We talked about it all the time. Well, the information caused a negative effect on Republicans having trust in our elections. It impacted the 22 midterm elections. Proof in that statement is the fact that the Democrats took back control of the House by two seats, 110 state representatives in Lansing from around the entire state of Michigan, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. State Senate, 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. And of course, the top of the ticket won across the board. Whitmer won re-election, Benson as Secretary of State, Nessel as Attorney General, and they even got a bigger liberal progressive majority on the Michigan Supreme Court. Now, talking about Michigan Supreme Court, a lot of people have texted me, Randy, who do I vote for? I just got my absentee ballot. Who do I vote for? It's nonpartisan. Fink, F-I-N-K, O'Grady. Very simple. Fink, O'Grady. Or you could reverse it. And who should I vote for? Well, O-F. Outfielder, whatever you need to remember it, use it. Tell people to vote for O'Grady and Fink. In addition to taking back the majority in the House and the Senate, what happened? Well, very simply, they had their bucket list. They had the items that they wanted to pass for years. And they rammed it through. Didn't care about what the Republicans had to say on their committee assignments during committee hearings. Sometimes the chairs wouldn't even recognize Republicans when they raised their hand wanting to speak in committee. No Republican amendments to any bills that the Democrats wrote were adopted. Many of the votes, straight party line vote. Many of the bills, I forget the percentage, I think it was 92.7, something like that, in the House, passed 56 to 54. As a matter of fact, when two of the Democrat state representatives won their mayor races in Warren and in Westland, causing gridlock 54 to 54, Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit, Speaker of the House, he basically shut down until the special election to replace those two Democrats. February of this year. Once they got those two seats back, they were back in business. Well, a lot of people feeling disenfranchised about the results of 2020 because of the election machines, because of the algorithms, because of the cell phones that are inside every machine, not having to be connected to the internet because they have cell phone modems right in the machines. You can call the machine can call out, communication can be had as long as it has cell service. So as a result, what happened was people didn't vote in 2022. Well, it's a midterm election. It's a low turnout anyway, Randy. You can't really say that. Yes, I can. I know a lot of you have told me you didn't bother to vote in 22. Even though Proposal 3 was on the ballot, you didn't bother to vote. As a result, Proposal 3 passed. As a result, anything goes abortions are now in the state constitution here in the state of Michigan. They expanded promote the vote. 9 days of early voting. Absentee ballots going out 30 days before the election, or excuse me, 45 days before the election compared to the old 30 days. They expanded it by 2 weeks. Some of you, I've been told in Mackinac County, haven't even received their absentee ballots yet. What the heck is going on with that? But anyway, one of the things that you have to look at here is that this was an anomaly that took place in our history. We understand it. We are on top of it. Lawsuits have been filed. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson lost her 10th case yesterday in the courts regarding her violating election laws. There's only one problem. The election laws have no punishment. There's no penalty. There's no fines. There's no fees. There's no jail time. So she broke them, knowing full well that if she was found guilty, which she has been now, not once, twice, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine times, but 10 times. Yesterday was the 10th case where it was decided she broke the law. She doesn't care. This is what Democrats do when they have the majority, when they have the power, when they have the control in Lansing. Again, I pray to God that the Democrats have taught the Republicans a lesson. I hope and pray that the Republicans finally have seen what you do when you have the majority, when you have the power. Now, fast forward to November 5th, 4 weeks from today. Are you still holding on to being disenfranchised from 2020 presidential election? Or have you finally realized that you have to vote regardless of the machines, regardless of the stuffing of the ballot boxes with illegal ballots, regardless of all that cheating that the Democrats are going to do again this year? Are you willing to basically stand with us and vote? This is why you need to go to this website. This is why you need to fill it out. When you go to 10xvotes.com, register, sign up, make sure you put in Lance is the person who told you about it, not Trucker Randy, Lance. Lance Griffin, because I'm going to send you a text message from Lance that explains all this to you. Then all you have to do, folks, all you have to do is search two groups of people. This is where I'm laser focused, because these are the two groups that did not vote in 2022 in large numbers. You ready? Deer hunters and people who go to church on Sunday. It's that simple. If they go to church on Sunday, they most likely didn't bother to vote. 30% of regular church-going people are registered. 70% are not. And of those, the 30%, they said less than half of them voted in 2022's election. That's 15% of the churchgoers. So basically, less than 2 out of 10 people that are adults, that are U.S. citizens, that go to church on Sundays, didn't bother to vote in 2022. Folks, we cannot allow that to happen this year. So, text me 10X. 10X. You send me that, I'll send you Lance's text message. It has a link in there to the website, 10xvotes.com. You'll go there, you'll fill out the information, you'll register, phone number, email address, your information, you'll put in Lance referred you, and then you'll be able to access the database. Then I want you to take your cell phone out while you're on that website, and I want you to think, simply think about who do you know that's probably stored in your phone. You talk to them on a regular basis, monthly, every couple of weeks. You text message each other cute little memes and stories and information back and forth, especially those who go deer hunting and go to church. Then very simply, all you do is put their information into the website and do a search. You may be surprised to find out that people you think vote all the time don't, and that they are in fact on this list. Then what I want you to do, very simply, give them a phone call. Hey, it's me. I'm just checking in with you to see if you're going to vote 4 weeks from today, November 5th. Well, you know, I have no faith in the system. I have no faith in the elections. I have no faith in the qualified voter files. I don't like the machines. You know, I'm just fed up with the whole thing. Stop. That is unacceptable. I've known you long enough. You need to listen to me. You have got to vote this year. You're registered, but you haven't voted in a while. I get it. But I'm going to send you a video, the PAGS video, because you're going to text me also after you text me 10X. You're going to text me PAGS. I'm going to send you a video. It's 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. I want you to promise me to look at it and then call me back. Get this information out there. They need to know exactly what's going on in this election, what's at risk, what are we looking at. And as a result, you could possibly motivate them to get off their butts and vote this year. Getting close to the deadline where it's going to be too late to request an absentee ballot by mail, you have to go to your local clerks. 9 days of early voting starts. This Saturday will be 2 weeks. 2 weeks from this Saturday, October 12th, is Saturday, October 26th. That's when the 9 days of early voting starts. It's coming, people. You need to talk to your friends. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.